It is Wednesday, September 8th. Score Prediction coming in with 5 free baseball picks. I will have probably props on the Thursday night NFL game. After analyzing it up and down, there is not a definite side or total to take in that game. I will discuss, or I might discuss tomorrow, why that is. This is not a easy win on either side of that game. It's not worth betting. Typically, people want to bet that first NFL game, but nobody has to force you to bet, so it's not a play. Getting to today, well, actually, a rehash of yesterday, the 3-4 day, very disappointing. The Oakland game should have had that one. The worst handling of the bullpen I've seen all year. They should not have put A.J. Puck in the game. He should actually be in Triple A right now. Gave up 5 hits with only getting 1 out. That was the game. Yet Oakland rallied. And then they put in the other pitcher that they shouldn't put in, Jake Diekman, who proceeded to give up 2 more runs. What they should have done is put in Dalton Jeffries, which is who they did put in after A.J. Puck. He pitched a great couple innings. But I thought possibly they didn't put him in because they're going to use him in place of Blackburn in the starting rotation. They obviously aren't doing that. So there's some serious mishandling going on in that pitching staff. They do have a great pitcher going. Actually, probably the only bet-on pitcher on the team right now is going today. But anyway, for yesterday, yeah, they blew that game. A real shame. The bullpen is a disaster, but they mishandled even what they have right now. So, again, today they should have Montas and then Chafin and Romo. If needed, they'll probably have to throw in Trevino, which would be a sketchy situation. But so the first game today is Cleveland on the money line. Should be around 130, minus 130. Again, it's a clear victory over Minnesota. I believe that was one of the losses yesterday, actually, taking Cleveland. The same essential numbers for today. Again, it doesn't make it any more likely they're going to win today. It's not just like a coin flip. It's either heads or tails 50% of the time. In a game like this, Cleveland should win 65% of the time, and it's still 65%, regardless of whether they lost the 65% game yesterday. Anyway, Cleveland, money line. Next game, Atlanta, run line. They should win by 3 runs. Atlanta -1.5. Third game, Reds over the Cubs. Reds -125, approximately, shopping around. The Cubs had an amazing 7-game winning streak. Ended last night. I say amazing because they don't have a lot of major league quality talent on the team right now. Yet they had 7 wins in a row. So they're playing pretty well. But typically when a team that's over their heads loses their streak, it goes the other way. And of course, it's not just a play on streaks or, you know, contrarian streaks. It's a play because the Reds have the right pitcher against the wrong pitcher for the Cubs. It's the play. Okay, and I alluded to the fact on Oakland, probably the only pitcher that might be bet on the rest of the month would be Frankie Montas. He's actually probably the hottest pitcher in the American League right now. Going against Dallas Keuchel for the White Sox, who is not good right now. He's one match away from a dumpster fire. Now, he could get hot at any moment, just like any other baseball game, and Montas could go cold. But all math of any kind indicates this is an Oakland play. The problem is they're -170. It is still a good value, but Oakland by 2, Oakland -1.5 at +120 is a better play because of the mismanagement of the bullpen yesterday. You just can't guarantee they don't do it again. And I'd rather lose at +120 than lose at -170. And I think if Oakland wins, it's by more than 1. Because those guys hitting the ball around are not going to want to leave it to the bullpen at this point. They're not going to tell their teammates that, but they're going to keep putting runs on the board. Also, for the same logic, over 8.5 on this game. Montas can't keep shutting the other opponents down. He's likely to give up some runs, but Keuchel is going to give up more. Oakland's offense is going to explode in this game most likely. So again, that's the play. Oakland by 2 or more. Oakland minus 1.5 on the run line. And over 8.5, the Reds on the money line. The Indians on the money line. The Braves on the run line. And that is it for today. Good luck.